Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Continuing to celebrate our 13th anniversary week. And as I said before, we're just a little bit more obnoxious than usual this week as we celebrate this milestone. And but don't worry, you know, after today, it's going to be over. We're not going to be doing this until we'll do it a year from now. But I promise you, we will again. But I'm very excited about having Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us now in over 12 and a half years. Since March of 98, she joined us the first time and has been a great resource for us, has kept us informed. This will give you an example, folks, of how long we have been devoting part of our programming to public policy, especially with regard to healthcare. And, you know, when we talked about this, all the debate that's been going on the last year or so, I've been talking about this for a long time, and somebody has been doing it longer than me and is one of the world's premier experts on this topic is our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is the president of Galen Institute. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's such a pleasure, and congratulations to you on the huge success of your show, and even more importantly, all that you have done and the incredible dedication to keeping the small business community informed on so many issues. You are a national treasure and a huge, hugely valuable resource. And it's just a pleasure to be with you on this anniversary week, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, Grace Marie, thank you so much for that, all those sweet words. I appreciate it very much coming from you. It's very special to me. But Grace Marie, we couldn't do it without folks like you, and especially your constancy in educating us and informing us and helping us to understand this very complicated, very contentious sometimes, very controversial often topic of healthcare, providing healthcare for America, for Americans, especially through our employees, in our job, or, you know, how should it be done? But Grace Marie, I want to talk for a few minutes about your thoughts on what the last election hath wrought, what the results of this last election, what do you think the impact's going to be?
Well, I think that it is astonishing to me that both the White House and the Democratic leadership in Congress are turning a blind eye to the huge impact that anger over this health overhaul law and the way they passed it had on the election. I mean, this was in the contested districts. This was the issue, and they kept trying to say, no, it was about jobs, and it was about jobs. But the anger and the passion that got people to the polls was that they were furious over this health law, not only what's in it, but how it was passed. And evidence of that is senior citizens who voted about 19% of the electorate in 2008, a presidential election year. This time, they were 23% of the electorate, and they overwhelmingly voted against Democrats who had voted for this legislation. They're scared, they're angry, and the American people are as well, and they're still not listening. It makes me crazy.
This was nothing short of a bloodbath for the Democrat Party. And folks, you just have to call it like it is. If you've seen the map that shows the Republican influence, not just from a congressional representation standpoint, but from the standpoint of state houses, legislatures in the states, if you get a chance, I don't know what you'd have to Google, Grace Marie, to see it, but it basically shows the United States is being red with a few tinges of blue on the dark blue on the coasts, on the outer left and right coast, and then some tinges of light blue around the country, but mostly it looks like a big red blob.
I know, and that sort of does say it was a blood test, I think, doesn't it? And actually, there was an advertisement, the centerfold of Politico, which is sort of the Bible of Capitol Hill on looking at its political stories, and the center section during yesterday, which is a key day, all members of Congress were back, all the newly elected members are here in Washington. It showed the faces and the names and the states.
Wow.
Of 58 Democrats who lost their elections because they voted for this health law.
They determined there was one reason, primary reason, and it was because they voted for health care.
The health law and stimulus spending. And
yeah.
You look at it, and they're saying, you know, who's going to be out and have the picture up here in 2012 mm-hmm. because they didn't listen to the American people.
Right. And thank God for the American people. Regardless of where you stand ideologically, folks, you got to be happy about Americans taking back their country and are feeling that that's what they're doing. I like that, regardless of which way it goes. Tony Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.